Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I want to talk to you about two reasons salespeople don't make money. Two reasons that salespeople don't make money. Now, these really the next kind of 4 days, I have been doing these really kind of short podcasts just because of time constraints, but I want to put some good content out there to give you some value. And I really want to give you these two things quickly today because I know that it's going to help you so much as you're out in the field building your business. So one of the things that is so disappointing to me as I talk to salespeople is that they just don't make very much money. I'm really surprised by this. You know, if you looked at, you know, salespeople and ranked them based on professionalism and sales talent and networking ability and things like that, I'm always amazed that on a scale of 1 to 10, it seems like a lot of times the 8s and 9s that are really professional, really good at sales, they're really not making as much money as the 6s and 7s that are good at sales, but they're even better at making money. And so I just want to talk to you about that. And so if you're not making the money that you want to make in sales, here's a couple things that you would want to look at to make sure you understand. So the first reason that salespeople don't make money that is really obvious is that they can't sell. Now, that may not be the case with you, but you need to identify, first of all, you know, obviously, are you making sales? If you're like, I'm not making the kind of money I want to make, well, are you making sales is number one. And so I know that sounds like the most obvious, stupid thing to say on a podcast, but it's just true. You need to, you know, kind of audit yourself and make sure that you're making sales. If you're not making sales, fix that problem first. The things that I've seen salespeople do is that they don't focus. So they're trying to sell like 15 different things. If you try to make everybody happy, you're not going to make anybody happy. So focus on something and get really, really good at it and then sell that thing. If you're not reading sales books, you're losing out. You know, if you're not leveraging social media to connect with your prospects, you're probably losing out. If you're not using LinkedIn to get referrals, you know. So some of these kind of core things, just kind of audit yourself. Make sure you're doing the things that you already know you need to do. Make sure you're working 50 hours a week, you know, whatever it is. You've got to make sure you're doing these things to make sales. But if you are, the other reason why salespeople don't make money is they want a quick yes. They get so desperate for a quick yes that they give up all of the profit on the account. And so I see this all the time. I'll give you a really good example of this. I was talking to a sales rep yesterday, and we were talking about different programs in the industry. So those of you that have seen my content I put out lately on the Point Terminal. So I've got, you know, the Point Terminal out there and, you know, videos. If you go onto YouTube and go to CC Sales Pro's channel, you can see our point stuff there. And, you know, I really love the Point Terminal. It's a great terminal. And there are literally processors out there right now that are giving away the Point Terminal for free. And, you know, it's the most ridiculous thing for the sales rep. Now, for the processor, it's a really good deal, right? They're giving it away for free. For some of them I've seen, and, you know, there's like a land grab opportunity for them to get all this residual. But there's a couple problems with that for the sales rep. Most of these programs, they don't pay the sales rep anything. And they're like, well, why would we pay you anything? We're giving away, you know, this $1,000 terminal for free. So that's all we can do. We can't afford to pay the sales rep any commission. Well, do you not realize this is a technology solution? Don't give away something that costs $1,000 for free. If you want to make money, sell it. And if that means you have to come back for a second visit in order to answer their remaining questions about point, then you do that. It's not about always getting the quick yes. You know, you could go and it's like, you know, really the top salespeople, it's like some of these people that are so good at sales, they're making, you know, 20 sales a month, but they're not making any money on those 20 sales. And then other salespeople are making 10 or 15 sales a month, and they're making $300,000 or $400,000 a year. And so it just depends, you know, depending on what you're selling. Make sure that if you're trying to make money, don't just go for the quick yes. There are absolutely things where you want to, you know, take these, you know, barriers down. And so you do want to certainly, you know, not put up walls that keep people from saying yes. But at the same time, if you have something that's actually of value, then sell the value of it and get paid, get money for it. Like say, look, this is $1,000. Like let's do a lease, let's do a rental, you know, whatever on that item. Don't just give everything away. Don't, you know, take your margin and be like, oh, I'm just gonna price everybody at, you know, these really, really low rates and everything. Well, okay, but then you're not gonna make any money. And so, you know, and it's interesting to me. I think a lot of times my content gets a little bit misunderstood where people feel like I'm, you know, because I try to be so honest with the merchant and business owners and things like that, which I do, and somehow they feel like I'm not out to make money and like I just want to give everybody just this amazing deal. Well, if my goal was to give everybody the best deal possible, then I would just sell it at cost. But that's not my goal. My goal is to make money. Okay, I'm in business. I'm a capitalist. I want to make money. So I just happen to understand that if I'm honest with people and I tell them the truth, that I know I'm going to make more money long run because those people are going to trust me. They're going to make referrals for me. But that doesn't mean I'm giving everything away. If I have something that I can sell that's of value and it's a good deal for them and it's a good deal for me and I'm going to make money, then I'm going to sell it. I'm not going to give it away. So don't give everything away. Figure out what you're going to make money on and sell stuff that has value. Sell a point of sale system. Sell the point terminal. Sell Clover, you know, whatever it is, you know, partner with somebody locally that does web design and sell that for $3,000 for a new website. You know, whatever it is, find something of value that you can sell that's going to help you to make money. The way to make money, ironically, is to focus on making money. That's the end goal. Yes, the way you get there, you need to be able to sleep at night and you need to have high moral standards. But at the end of the day, you have to learn how to convert that into money-making profitable strategies. Hopefully, these tips will help you to make more money out in the field. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for listening.